Joining me live over the phone today is Zach Kilpak. Zach helping organize the Oyster Ridge Music Festival happening this weekend at Triangle Park in Kemmer. 31st annual Oyster Ridge Music Festival. Zach, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Duke. Doing well. Hey. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely.
Appreciate everything you've done for us.
Absolutely. Well, it's such a great event, such a great festival, and deserves a little recognition for you guys and everyone that's put it on. 31st annual. I know it's grown over the years. Maybe talk to us a little about that aspect of this festival, just how it's grown in the time that you've seen it and where it was in its humble beginnings to where it is now today.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely started out, you know, completely different than what it's turned into. The crew that, you know, they had the 30 years they ran it, pretty much built it to what it is and handed it over to us this year. Brand new committee, you know, all of us, you know, didn't want to see it disappear. So as big as it is and as good as it is for our community and, you know, the surrounding areas, it's something we definitely couldn't let go. It's way too much fun anyway, right?
Absolutely. Way too much. Way too much. Well, you have 11 bands performing live in concert over the two-day event. If you could highlight a couple of the bands, maybe tell us some of the groups that are coming and their style of music. Who are we going to see on stage this weekend?
Yeah, so we've actually got four Wyoming native bands, you know, included in this. We got Jalen Crossman, who's, I hope I said his name right, but he's a thriller for everybody that knows anything about him. Liam and Lane Jordan, up and coming boys. They've got a full band now. They're really turning it around. Let's see, the Kessinger Brothers is a staple. They're our openers, have been for years and years. They'll continue to do that. And then let's see, Bob Lefevre and the Already Gone. They're from the east side of the state. So yeah, we've got some good talent. Our closers is Pixie and the Party Grass Boys. Man, they're going to be great. They're a ton of fun. They're out of Salt Lake. They know how to put on a show and really, really bring some good tunes for everybody. Arkansas, same thing. They're a well-known band. We tried to go a little bit back to the roots. There's a lot of bluegrass, a couple Americana bands in here, but for the most part, yeah, we tried getting back to the old oyster grass feel.
Ah, that's cool. I like it. In fact, as you were mentioning some of those groups, I was going to say the variety of music has been something that's been a staple at the Oyster Ridge Music Festival, but that hometown kind of folk bluegrass, I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yes, sir.
Zach Kilpak with the Oyster Ridge Music Festival happening this weekend at Triangle Park in Kemmer. Zach, this thing is free to attend. It's just incredible because you can go to festivals half this size somewhere in the nation and pay $100 just to get on the grounds. Why is it so important for the Oyster Ridge Music Festival to be free of charge?
I kind of think it's that aspect. You know, it's a unique thing. It's a unique experience. And you know, we want everybody to be able to come and participate. So, you know, we work our tails off year-round, make sure we're getting our grants and donations and sponsors, and you know, can't say thanks enough to all those people that help us with that. And yeah, it's just everything should be free.
Yeah. Tell us about what is on the grounds other than the music, because so much of the atmosphere in a festival like this are the vendors. Who do you have this year?
Yeah, well, we've got tons of craft vendors, tons of food vendors. We've got we got Eric coming up from Louisiana with some Cajun food. We were able to shut down the main street this year. Hope to be able to continue to do that. So we were actually able to add a ton more vendors as well. So there's going to be, I mean, the options are endless. And we got a huge variety. Honestly, I couldn't even begin to tell you. You'll have to come check it out and see for yourself how much more we're going to have.
Perfect. Oyster Ridge Music Festival. You can find the full schedule, the full lineup. It's all online at OysterRidgeMusicFestival.com. OysterRidgeMusicFestival.com. Zach Kilpak on the weekday wake up this morning. Zach, with you mentioned that new group of people organizing this event this year. It really does take a whole community, does it? You mentioned the sponsors and everything, but how many people behind the scenes do you think it takes to put on the Oyster Ridge Festival?
Oh, really, Duke? That's a tough one to answer. I mean, we got a committee. There's like 6-7 of us, something like that, and off the top of my head. But the volunteers, you know, again, can't say thanks enough to them. We got people running the beer booths where we've got a lot of local Wyoming brews there as well on draft. volunteers helping with the just the wristbands, the headquarter booths, the safe ride. Can't forget to mention that. That's a free service we also offer, you know. Drops you off at the park, picks you up. There's designated areas you can also see on the website. Yeah, people driving that bus. Yeah, there's, you know, it's probably close to 40 people or more that it takes to get this done.
And I guess my next question to that is, do you still need more help? If someone wants to hop in and get involved, you still looking for some hands?
Absolutely. We do need a couple more safe ride drivers. If anybody's interested in that, there's trying to do a couple hour shifts at a time, and you know, to keep their tips. You know, that's a lot of fun. That's an experience you won't forget. There's a lot of stories I've heard coming out of that safe ride bus. So.
Oh, one can only imagine. Only imagine. Zach Kilpak, Oyster Ridge Music Festival on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Zach, thanks for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention about this great event?
No, we got a kids zone this year. That's going to be kind of a new thing. We got a big blow up obstacle course and another spot for them, for the kiddos to hang out and have something else to do if they get bored. So hopefully nobody's bored this entire time.
Love it. No reason to not be there. It's free to attend the Oyster Ridge Music Festival, Triangle Park, downtown Kemmer. Sounds like it's bigger and better than ever before. Zach, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
All right, Duke. Appreciate you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.